Hello, beautiful people all over the world. This is Christian Schaber, your host of Healthy, Wealthy, and Happy. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. This is your host, More Money Moan. And in today's recording, we're going to go ahead and dive into today's topic, which is learning how to enjoy life. What I mean by enjoy life on an everyday basis, no matter what's going on, to have like a mindset that everything is going to get better, even though it's not better currently. So there's two mindsets that you can have. You can have the mindset that as you continue and as you go through life, things are going to get worse. And when you tend to have that mindset, that's when you get into depression. Okay. Now, if you can somehow get your brain and somehow start to take actions to get yourself to believe that things will get better, things will definitely get better. Now, it's all easier said than done, obviously, but I like to encourage people start off with little things because little things lead to big things. Even if it's as big as brushing your teeth every morning or making your bed or making one sale a day or saving 10 bucks a day, little things like that add up and you can make compound gain. Because after you can save $10 a day, then you can save $20 a day. And then after you save $20 a day and you do that for a year, you're like, holy cow, that's how much I saved. Then you go to $100 a day and then you're boom, boom. Now you're off to the races. All right. So learn to, in life, not always tend to think that things won't work your way. I've noticed a lot of times with myself and with others that we tend to think that, oh, the world's going to get worse. World War III, this, that, and the third. A recession. The market's going to collapse. Da, 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 da. Listen, all that could be the case, but your mindset needs to be, I'm still going to make it. And I'm going to find a way through. And there's still money to be made. There's still people to be helped. There's still a good guy out there. There's still a good girl out there. And if people are not talking that positive light, then you need to remove them from your circle, period. Because you don't have time to reinforce their beliefs. Sorry about that, Jerry, guys, again. So that's the biggest thing when it comes to making those changes is changing the people you're around. I'm telling you, if you can learn to do that, it'd be a lot easier to stay positive. All right. So, and understand that nothing's going to make you extremely happy outside of yourself. Okay. You are the main source of your happiness. All right. So you got to spend time with yourself, figure out what you like to do, how you like to dress, what you like to eat by yourself, not being influenced by your friends or your society or your culture or the neighborhood you grew up in or the social class that you're in or whatever the case it is. Figure out what's good for you. Learn to be an independent individual, because if you can learn to be an independent individual, you'll be a lot more fulfilled and happy in your everyday life, because your soul be screaming out full expression. And a lot of times, people, we are not happy because we are not fully expressing ourselves the way we authentically want to. And sometimes you have to write it down. And I had to write this down many times in many different courses and different coachings that I've been involved with. One important thing they had us do is that we had to write our ideal day, ideal week, ideal month, ideal year, our 5-year goal, 10-year goal. So I encourage you, if you're not always excited for life, encourage you to figure out some goals that you want to hit and figure out how you may be able to hit them. Because that's going to give you the fuel and the passion you need to take the action that you need to get the results that you need. All right. And remember to have a positive mental attitude. A great guy I would highly suggest listening to when it comes to that topic is Zig Ziglar. Z-I-G-Z-I-G-L-A-R. Pretty sure it's Zig Ziglar. So check him out. He's a notorious speaker. And the reason why I mention the positive mental attitude is in life, if you're going through everything, if you're working out, making money, dating, and you're not happy, what's the whole point? A lot of times you'll see some people, right? One person's at work, they love it. The other person hates it. One person dating, they love dating. And another person hates it. What's the difference? It's the mindset. One person has abundance mindset, which means they know that nothing is in lack. So they're not in scarcity thinking that they're losing. So they're not grumpy and throwing a fit. In all reality, that's what it comes down to. All right. So as you go through your everyday life and you're doing things and you're with people, tend to catch yourself and see if you're complaining, if you're having a negative expectation of the outcomes. And if you can learn to stop that as you become an entrepreneur or as you grow to want to build a family or start an organization, whatever you look to do, if you can learn to have a positive mental attitude and can hold that positive mental attitude throughout all seasons, good, bad, rainy, sunny, thunderstorm, tornado, if you can hold solid in front of your people and everyone around you, you will build so much love and admiration. People will follow you to the ends of the earth. Maybe not that far, but they're going to follow you pretty far, all right? Because very few people have that gift to stay level-headed in the middle of a storm. And to be a leader and to be, you know, iconic, as everyone, I'm pretty sure, is listening to this, wants to be iconic, right? No one wants to be average. Never heard someone say, I want to be average. So if you want to be one of those individuals, you have to learn to be able to, one, control your emotions and to be able to stay level-headed and be positive and encouraging to others so that the group can get to the result that is needed. And if you can build that skill, being a coach, a teacher, a parent, a son, a brother, a daughter, cousin, niece, nephew, aunt, whatever you want to call it, auntie, aunt, aunt, whatever you want to call it, right? If you can learn to do that, you'll be such a blessing to everyone around you and your family, and everyone will be super grateful for who you are. And the amounts of joy that you receive from that, I can't even describe it, because it's better than any show you ever watched, any drug you ever did, anything. I can't explain it. When people have that, when you change someone's life and you inspire them and they change their life and they come back and their life has changed, you can't put a price tag on that. You can't. You just can't. So when you can learn to be positive in a dark world and be the light in the darkness, you can encourage so many people just by being positive, smiling, encouraging, calling certain people who say you love them. I guarantee you, if you called someone every day and said, I loved them, and said how they're amazing, you would feel great and they will feel great. But so much we spend our time tearing people down for what reason? It doesn't benefit us or the other person. Just don't make no sense. I know the world convinced us that tearing each other down is profitable, it is entertaining, but I don't really think so in the long run. To me, at the end of the day, when I look at it, you kind of look like a clown. You kind of look desperate, like you couldn't find no way to be successful. You had to make fun of yourselves and start fake drama. That's the world we're living in. That's the talent of the world now. No. I'd rather see what Kanye did with Jada Prince and Drake and them getting together and squashing the beef. And Drake saying, I didn't sleep with your girl, da 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 da. And that's one thing I do like about Drake. Drake is someone that I guess most people have said, I've never met him. My sister has, but I haven't. He's a very serious businessman, but also that he's a nice guy. Like, people like him. Like, you won't forget Drake. Like, he's compassionate. And that's one thing I agree. Like, if you want to be at the top, if you want to be a blessing to your friends and family, you're going to have to learn how to maintain and stay positive, especially if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to have a family, or if you're going to plan to be on love or in a relationship. Because all those things are going to have times where you're going to go through things that make no sense, and you're going to have to learn how to control your emotions, stay level-headed, and still smile, understand that tomorrow is another day, and you're going to get through it. All right? So another great book I would highly recommend is A Complaint-Free World. It was written by a pastor, so just look that book up, A Complaint-Free World. And then also in that book, they have a bracelet that they wear. And every time they complain, you switch it from one arm to the other. And the goal is to go 30 days without complaining. So I urge you guys to do that and do that challenge. And I'm actually going to do it too. And I'm going to start it today because I just mentioned it, right? So, but I need to practice it also. We all need to practice. So I'm going to find a rubber band for right now until I find a band. And I'm going to start switching. Every time I complain, I'm going to switch it over. And the reason I'm doing this is so that we can train our brains to be more positive and to focus on solutions and to focus on where the grass is greener instead of where the grass is dead, so that we can live the life that we want and get the results that we want, that we can be a blessing to ourselves and everyone around us. All right, folks. So this is your host again, More Money Moan. And I hope this podcast added value into your life. I went a little fast for you. Slow it down or maybe just re-listen to it. That's just how, when I'm in my flow, that's just how I go. You know, I just be just bam. No, I'm working on it, slowing down a little bit for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on it. So you guys let me know, give me the feedback. I'm willing to change it for anything. We're in the game to get results, not to be right, right? You know what I mean? So I learned that from Landmark. In life, you can't get both. You can either be right or get the results you want. You pick. All right, get the results. All right, you guys, take care and have a blessed one. Thank you for listening to today's recording of Healthy, Wealthy, Happy. This is your host, Christian Shabi. And if you would like to stay in more contact with me and get to know me a little bit more, you can check me out on my YouTube channel, which is Christian Shabi. Let me spell that for you. C-H-A-B-I. And also, we have a website that you can also get phenomenal information, schedule a time to speak with me, one-on-one consultation, all that fun stuff, and get to listen and watch a few testimonials and check out my book, Something Ain't Right, which is all on my website, which is, guess what, also called ChristianShabi.com, www.ChristianShabi.com. All right, thank you, and have a blessed day.